Alaska. Anders and his family have been on the run from authorities for over a month now.
I found her. I found Holiday.
You know what's weird? I don't like ice cream.
I said I found Holiday.
I mean, who doesn't like ice cream, right? But what good is something that melts if you don't eat it right away?
Are you listening to me?
You found our girl. It's fantastic, Camilla. I knew you would, but there's always time for niceties.
Anyway, Holiday is still on the run with the Anders family. As far as I can tell, she doesn't have her memory back.
As far as you can tell.
Are we gonna make contact with Holiday or not?
We made contact.
That doesn't count. The video footage I took of her falling off the roof at the science fair, no reaction. Same thing with the pictures of Holiday messing with the Whittier snowmobiles in the woods. Nada.
So she has no interest in finding the person who's stalking her?
I wasn't stalking her.
What would you call it?
Observing, without her knowing it.
Well, that is your specialty.
This is getting old. It took months after Whittier Corp burned down their house for us to find Holiday and her family. And our old plan isn't—
Hold up. Cam, what did you just say?
I said it took me a whole month to track down—
You called them her family.
No, I—
Let's remember who Holiday's real family is.
Yes, Adam, of course.
Now, you said you found them.
Yeah, they're in—
Amarillo, Texas. I know.
And why did you send me?
I wanted you to watch them. We both know you can get close in a way I can't.
Now what?
Juneau, Alaska, to Seattle, Washington, to Portland, Oregon, to Los Angeles, California, and then a straight shot to Texas. Where are you going, Holiday?
Good morning and welcome to Ernie's Diner. Oh, it's you, Dr. Z. Running a little late this morning. I was fixing to think you'd never get here.
Morning, Ruthie B. I didn't realize you set your clock to my daily diner visit.
Sure do. The usual.
The usual.
The Ernie special. Eggs over easy, bacon in a short stack. Coming right up.
Thanks, Ruthie B.
My pleasure, darling. Ugh, heart attack special.
Stars and night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Whoa! Watch where you're skipping, kiddo.
Oops. Sorry, mister.
You could hurt someone, sweetheart.
Call me Miley. Cool name, right?
Take a seat, Miley. Here's your coffee, Dr. Zaslow. Lots of cream and sugar.
For someone who's only worked here for 2 weeks, your memory's remarkable, Ruthie.
I was always the smartest kid in my class.
Sure you were, Ruthie.
I still can't believe you're old enough to work here.
I said the same thing, buddy. Did I hear her say your name is Dr. Z? I'm Rick Blaine, passing through on the way to a conference.
Roger Zaslow. Enjoy your stay.
Thanks. Any local hotspots I should check out?
I wouldn't know. I was just transferred here a few weeks ago myself for my job.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you come from?
Juneau, Alaska.
Yikes! Who would want to live there? What's in Juneau, Alaska?
I work for the Whittier Corporation.
Huh. Never heard of it.
Got your breakfast, Doc.
The stars and night are big and bright.
Careful, the plate is hot!
Oops!
Oh, no!
The love of... The food is everywhere! All over my shirt, my briefcase. My phone is covered with egg yolk. I thought I told you to watch where you were going, kid.
I'm real sorry, Mr. Doctor.
Sorry ain't gonna cut it, Miley. I don't mind you hanging out here while your mom is shopping, but you can't treat the diner like a playground. You're gonna get me fired.
Is it my fault the place is boring?
I have a big meeting, and there's no time to head home.
Hey, I have an extra shirt out in my rental car. It looks like we're about the same size. You want to give it a try?
If you wouldn't mind.
I'm so sorry about this, Dr. Z. If it makes you feel better, I've spilled stuff on my cell phone a bunch of times. I'm like an expert at keeping them alive. You want me to give it a go?
Would you please? I'll go see about that shirt.
Come on, I'm parked around the side.
Miley, come to the bathroom real quick with me so you can clean off.
I'm a genius. Watch out, Brinley. You've got competition.
Huh. Clean up and get back out there, Birdie. I've got to get Zaslow's phone and briefcase into the kitchen. Give us a signal if he comes back.
On it. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Ugh, does the kitchen have to be so hot?
What are you grappling about? You ain't the one hovering over the hot grill. What are you doing back here, anyway?
I have a real important phone call to make, Ernie. To my mom, BRB.
Unless BRB means just kidding, get back out there.
It's okay, sis. I'm done loaning the dishwasher. I can check on Mom. Give me the phone.
Thanks, Steven.
You two and your breaks. I ain't never seen anyone take so many breaks in just 2 weeks of work.
I'll be right quick, sir. Promise.
30 seconds. I'm counting.
Yes, sir.
And if any of them dang skateboarders is out there scratching up my walls, tell them to beat it before I call the cops.
Okie dokie.
Hey, kid, you better get out of here with that skateboard.
Badger, I've only got 30 seconds. Take the phone. Get to the van.
Got it, Cyrus. Got it, Stephen Hawkings. Be right back.
Hawking. The fake name I chose was Stephen Hawking, like the most famous astrophysicist who ever... Never mind. Just go.
Later, Steve. Come on, Mr. Board. Let's go. Special delivery to the van! Coming in for a landing! Was it three knocks, then two, or two knocks, and then three? Just open the van door already before someone sees me!
Shh! Come in. Did you get Dr. Zaslow's phone?
Of course I got the phone. It's a little sticky. Guess Bertie did a good job of making a mess.
Did Zaslow recognize James or the girls?
I don't think so. Your plan is totally working, Holiday.
What can I say? We make a good team. But I better hurry up and hack this phone before Zaslow realizes he's been scammed. By the Anders family.